Colorism has become so prominent in the Black community that most don't even recognize it or don't know what it is.
Do you know what colorism is?
Not really.
So the first task is to really understand what colorism is.
Colorism is this idea that people judge or discriminate based off of the color of your skin, so the shade of darkness you are, whether you're brown skin or light skin, red bone, yellow bone, or dark skin.
As a young Black woman, I often have to ask myself, where does colorism come from?
I think it comes from stereotypes. I mean, and it's like men are so like, if you're not a red bone, then you're this, and if you're not a red bone, then you're that. And it comes from the entertainment as and music and stuff. Who they always have, like, the TV girl is light skin, and you barely see like the dark skin people playing roles in shows and stuff, or considered bad.
I feel like slavery, the fact that lighter-skinned slaves were able to work in the house, and many of them, some of them were treated better, they were still slaves, so I hate to say that, but they were favored a little bit more if you were lighter-skinned. And then I just think we live in a society where, like, the closer you are to whiteness, the better and more like valuable you're seen to be. So I think that that's where it's kind of started.
So I think it all stemmed from slavery, and then with now like social media, it like got a lot bigger.
One of the worst parts about colorism in the Black community is that it starts at a young age.
Elementary school, I went to this all-white elementary school, and I was the only Black kid in my grade, and there was a Black girl who was darker skinned who came to the school, and she tried to befriend me because she saw that I was like the only person of color. And but she would always like ask me, she would say, are you Black, like, are you Latino, are you part, so, like, I was never Black, like, and that's how I identify myself. And just because, I mean, I'm not even that, in my opinion, like, toned, but she just felt like I wasn't Black enough. It's like, didn't want to befriend me because of how I looked.
I used to go to a private school, a Christian private school, and I was like one of the few Black kids there. And I knew I was Black, but I didn't know how to fit in. I felt kind of weird being there. Like, I knew I was different because everyone I saw that was white, but I always kind of felt different and I didn't like it. Yeah. Like, not that I wanted to be white, but I kind of wanted to fit in. Mm-hmm. And no one personally said to me, oh, like, you're Black, I'm white, you're worse than I am. But mm-hmm. like, I just always, I kind of acknowledged it. I found it on my own. Like, I look different than you. Like, yeah. And even going to school, like, because I was Black and I was like one of the only Black kids, I had to be really cautious of what I said and what I did because, you know, yeah. The white parents would kind of look at me like, oh, side eye, like, look at that kid. Even coming back from like being there for so long, my mom's like, watch what you say, because yeah. people are going to judge you like, oh, she's fast or she's this, she's that. And it's kind of sad that I had to think like, I mean, you should always be, you know, conscious of what you say, but it was sad that people would like perceive me in a way because of that.
Light-skinned Black women often face the issue of whether they're Black enough for the Black community.
Yeah, definitely. That happened a lot in middle school. In middle school, I was kind of like young and naive, so people would be like, what are you? So I'd tell them honestly, like, I'm Guyanese and I'm African American, and then they'd be like, oh, you're not Black. And I'd be like, no, I'm Black, but then I couldn't really fit in with the white people because I'm not white. Mm-hmm. So it was always weird, like, they wouldn't accept me as Black, but I'm clearly not white, so it was always kind of hard.
It's no secret, though, that dark-skinned Black women face a lot of issues dealing with colorism.
I think Black women altogether have their issues, but I think Black women have a lot more issues than light-skinned women do, because it's kind of like when someone's light skinned, they could, when we were reading the book Passing, like, she was black, but she could pass for someone white. And I think the new criteria today is, like, foreign. You're foreign. You're this, you're that. So lighter skinned women could be like, they don't have to be foreign, but they're like, oh, I'm foreign. And they can pass and be accepted. But darker skinned women, that's a lot harder for them.
Yeah.
And, like, with the criteria and, like, the stereotypes of, oh, black women, black, dark skinned women are, like, really tough and mean and independent, and you can't work with them. That really makes it hard for black women to, like, get jobs and have friends and have boyfriends, and, like, it's just really hard for them.
Yeah.
Well, I never had an issue, like, not loving myself. Mm-hmm. It was more of an issue, like, not fitting in with people, but I always knew that I was beautiful. I always liked my skin color.
Right. I feel like, unfortunately, in our society, there are a lot of people who do value lighter skin because, simply because it's closer to whiter skin. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think that light skin is, like, a thing. I think even people of European descent, like, even if you look at the Kardashians, like, they want, I mean, people always say that they want to be black so bad. But when you look at them, they don't want to be, like, a dark-skinned black. They want to be, like, a light-skinned woman, black woman, almost. And so I definitely feel like there's a push towards this mulatto-looking person, whether it's a guy or a girl, because people value that more.